From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A tropical storm system lumbering toward the Gulf of Mexico has prompted BP to temporarily halt work on efforts to kill the blown-out well on the seafloor. BP Senior Vice President Kent Wells says a plug has been placed in the closest relief well as a precaution in case the waters of the Gulf get too rough.
We set that as another barrier, so neither anything can flow up or down past that plug. It's just another barrier so that if we do have to leave, we have multiple barriers in the place of the well.
Crews aboard dozens of ships dealing with the oil spill are preparing to evacuate as the storm approaches. The storm is also being watched carefully for its potential to push more of the oil that's in the Gulf ashore and into fragile marshlands. The House is slated to vote early this afternoon on the bill to restore emergency unemployment benefits to millions of Americans who've been out of work for at least 6 months. The Senate approved the measure last evening, with Majority Leader Harry Reid focusing attention on the people the bill will help.
These are people who have tried and tried and tried to find work, who scour job listings, who send out resumes, who fill out applications, who go to interviews, but haven't had any luck for weeks and months, and in some cases, multiple years.
GOP lawmakers have opposed the measure because they want the cost to be offset by spending cuts so as not to increase the federal deficit. The White House says the president will sign the legislation quickly once it reaches his desk. A special inspector general says the administration's program to help homeowners avoid foreclosure has not come close to meeting its goals. A key problem, he says, is the absence of clear goals. NPR's Paul Brown is with us. Paul, what emerged from a Senate Finance Committee hearing on this quarterly report regarding the program?
That the program is not helping nearly enough homeowners who are facing foreclosure. Neil Borofsky is the special inspector general for the program, and he tells Congress there's a simple reason the program isn't working as well as it should, that the Department of the Treasury has not said how many people it expects to help with permanent mortgage modifications and how. Borofsky says Treasury has ignored repeated recommendations that it come up with specific benchmarks.
Its failure to do so has essentially resulted in the nation's taxpayers having to shoulder an additional up to $50 billion in national debt without being told how many people it's expected are going to actually be helped by this program to stay in their homes, how many people are going to be helped in the various alphabet soup of subprograms, and how the money is going to be spent to achieve those benefits.
And Borofsky says the Treasury Department's statements that the program is succeeding are not credible.
Paul, what's the Treasury Department saying about all this?
Basically, that the criticisms are overstated. An assistant Treasury secretary speaking with the New York Times says that more than a million people have been helped. But one figure, Craig, that was presented at the hearing was about a third of that.
Thanks, NPR's Paul Brown reporting from Washington. This is NPR News. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is expressing concern about Vietnam's human rights record, including its lack of tolerance for dissent. But she also said Vietnam is on a path to becoming a great nation. NPR's Jackie Northam reports Clinton is in Hanoi for a conference that coincides with the 15th anniversary of restoration of diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Vietnam.
Secretary Clinton arrived here in Hanoi from South Korea and immediately went into talks with Pham Nguyen Kiem, Vietnam's foreign minister. They discussed North Korea's nuclear ambitions and the lingering effects of Agent Orange. The U.S. dumped millions of gallons of the toxic chemical on parts of the country during the Vietnam War.
As you know, we have been working with Vietnam for about 9 years to try to remedy the effects of Agent Orange, and I told the minister that I would work to increase our cooperation and make even greater progress together.
But Clinton also pushed the Vietnamese government to improve its human rights record. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Hanoi.
When the stock market opens this morning, investors will be looking for a rebound from yesterday's slide in stock prices, triggered by Federal Reserve Board Chairman Ben Bernanke's comment that the U.S. economy remains fragile. Economist Diane Swonk with Mesirow Financial says the market is hypersensitive to any remark by Bernanke that's not reassuring.
Even though he said, we think things are going to be okay, he also said, you know, we're willing to step up to the plate and do more if we need to. And everyone scratched their head and said, but isn't your arsenal kind of low? There's not a lot more you can do.
Bernanke made his comments to a Senate panel. He called the U.S. economy outlook unusually uncertain. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.